Hi everyone, my name is David. I'm an emotional compulsive eater. I'd like to tell you a little bit about my weight loss journey and some of the things that have helped me along the way. My story begins at the end of 2018 when I was at my maximum weight, and I boldly declared to my father that starting January 1st, I was going to get back on my diet, start exercising again, and I would lose 400 pounds in 1 year. I always smile when I think of that memory because it shows my desperation, my suffering. And it's an excellent example of the kind of bold promises that we addicts make to ourselves. So in January, I started trying to exercise and improve my eating habits, but my efforts were scattershot at best. It was not until February that I established a routine. So February 1st, 2019 is the official beginning of my weight loss journey. Between then and February 2020, I managed to lose about 150 pounds. So yeah, I fell short of the 400 pound goal, but I was still pretty happy with my progress. Then there was this little global pandemic that started, which included a shelter in place order. Y'all might have heard of it. Unfortunately, the lockdown triggered a relapse for me that lasted 6 months, and I regained about 60 pounds. So, what halted the relapse? Well, I heard about this program called OA, and since their meetings were on Zoom, I thought to myself, I'm desperate, lonely, and I feel doomed. Got nothing to lose. Might as well check out an OA meeting and see if it helps. I started attending meetings near the end of August in 2020, and my abstinent date is September 21st, 2020. As of today, I am maintaining 487 days of continuous abstinence according to the app on my phone, and I am currently 308 pounds lighter than I was at my maximum weight, which puts me slightly past halfway to my goal weight. Now, I bet some of you are wondering, how big does someone have to be that they can lose 308 pounds and be slightly past halfway to their goal weight? Well, for the record, the most I ever weighed in my life was 788 pounds, and I currently weigh 480 pounds. I have been an obese person all my life. I've always been the big guy. When I was in junior high, I weighed around 300 pounds. When I graduated from high school, I weighed around 350. I crossed into the 400-pound bracket when I was 21 years old, and I kept climbing in weight to about 550 pounds by the time I was 26. That was the first time I set out to turn things around, and I managed to lower my weight to about 460 by the time I was 28, but that's as far down as I would go, because after that it was up, 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 back into the 500s, on into the 600s when I was 32, and by the time I turned 36, I'd reached my maximum weight of 788 pounds. Now, I share all this to help you understand how I perceive my weight loss journey. When I was 28 years old, I thought I was going to go all the way down to a healthy body weight and I would finally be skinny for the first time in my life. That didn't happen, but I never forgot how good it felt to be at 460 pounds, nor will I ever forget how trapped, imprisoned, and utterly desolated I felt at 788. These first 3 years of my weight loss journey, including the 6 month relapse, have been about reclaiming all the things that I lost from back when I was 28. And now, as I approach that 3 year anniversary, I'm about to venture into uncharted territory. From this point onward, my journey is one of discovery. Now, before I go any further, I thought I'd share some images with all of you because, you know, some people just don't believe you unless you show them pictures. So first up here, we have this one. On the left is me at my maximum weight in June of 2018. And then on the right is me with 1 year of abstinence. That's the same hat, same me, same doorway, same fan in the background, but a 278-pound difference in the photos. Okay. Now, when I was at my maximum weight, I didn't really climb into my truck. It was more like a push and a shove and a cram myself in there. And the steering wheel would jab so hard against my stomach that I had to use both hands to crank the wheel in order to turn my truck. Now, this is showing the progress of how much space has opened up. The upper left, we have February of 2021. Upper right is July. Lower left is September, right before my 1 year date of abstinence. And the bottom right is last month in December. So there you go. So a few days before my 1 year anniversary of abstinence, a friend in program asked me what my journey has felt like. And I responded, like I am traveling among the stars, and I must have faith that each next step won't send me tumbling back to earth. I take things one day at a time and hope to reach all my goals and realize all my dreams. And then I paused for dramatic effect, and I added, but that's the writer in me talking. So, with the help of this program, the fellowship of friends I have made, and my higher power, definitely, I hope to never, ever again be in the 700s or set a new high record. I only weigh myself on the first day of the month, and on January 1st, I weighed in at 480 pounds. Like I said, this first half of my weight loss journey has been about reclaiming the things that were taken from me by my addiction and extreme weight gain. But this year, 2022, will see me venture into weights I have never been as an adult. When I cross out of the 400s and into the 300s, then you're talking about weighing amounts from when I was a kid. I'm going to discover what it's like to be in the low 300s as an adult. Sometime in 2023, I'll discover what it's like to be in the 200s. As I approach my goal weight, I hope to experience what it's like to sit in a booth at a restaurant and be comfortable. I want to know what it's like to be able to buy clothes in any store that sells men's clothing. I want to discover what it's like to not have a protruding stomach sag over my belt line. I look at how different my face is between when I was at my maximum weight and now, and I wonder, what will my face look like when I reach my goal weight? What will my body feel like? My imagination tries to conceptualize what my life will be like when I'm no longer obese or overweight, but I can only conjure glimpses because I have nothing to compare it to. I have no idea what freedoms and joys I will discover over the next 2 years. But I know for certain that as long as I continue to do the work, to use the tools of recovery, that I will stay the course and reach my journey's end. And at that end, at that healthy body weight, is the removal of so many restrictions. When someone says, please have a seat, I won't have to check and see if there's a chair without armrests and a solid set of legs. I'll just have a seat. There will be new discoveries, new lessons to learn, new experiences to have, and not just in the physical world, but with my spiritual growth as well. Spiritual health is the value that I feel for myself. My own moral fiber and honor are personality principles that contribute to my spiritual health. Basically, the stronger or healthier my spiritual self is, the better I feel and function. To put it another way, when I like myself, when I like who I am and what I'm doing rather than resenting myself or feeling shameful, then I'm happier. And I'm not eating unhealthy foods in unhealthy amounts to feel better. Being honest and truthful with myself and with others around me especially the people who matter to me, like family and friends, contributes a lot to my working the program and achieving results. A few months ago, I was on the phone with my food accountability buddy, and we were talking about how in the future, there are so many things that we're going to do together. Places we're going to travel to, like Disneyland and Disney World. We're going to buy matching bomber jackets, and I want to drive a convertible car, and she has promised that she will test drive a bunch of them with me. Anyway, we're on the phone call, and we're talking about such nice things because right then, we were both having a bit of a hard time, and she suddenly said to me, "Oh, let's just head to Disneyland now and have fun." And I smiled, and I told her about how when I was a teenager and I weighed in the 300s, my dad and I, we would dash off to Los Angeles on the spur of the moment like that for the weekend. However, in my early 20s, when I was climbing into the mid 400s, I could no longer fit on the rides. Between when I was 12 years old and 24 years old, my dad and I, we would go to Disneyland 4-5 times a year. But since I turned 24 and weighed more than 460 pounds, I've not been back because I don't fit. I'm still too big for the rides. It's just a fact. For now. But as long as I keep doing the work, well, it won't be a fact for much longer. Yes, I've made a lot of progress, and I'm very grateful to the program and my higher power, but there is still work to be done. And I'm about the business of today, doing the work of recovery now so that I can have hope for the future. My addiction and extreme weight robbed me of many things, causing great pain, sorrow, and shame. It hurts in a place deep within my heart that I'm scared to touch my thoughts against because I fear the grief and the anger that lives there. I know all too well how those emotions can make my life unmanageable. And only higher power can stand against that dark trap within me. But I must do the work to change myself so that the wound goes no deeper and may be mended. I know I will reach my goals because my higher power will continue to sustain me. What I have done, anyone else can do. Work the program, go to meetings, be consistent in how you use the tools. And each day, you will change your life for the better. Most days, it'll seem slow. In fact, I would say the first 6 months feel the most difficult, not trying to deter anyone, just keeping it real and telling you how it was for me. Maybe it'll be different for you. But if you are new to the program and you're struggling, don't beat yourself up. You are not weak. You are not a failure. The moment you start working the tools, then you too are about the business of changing your life. And it is a lot easier if you go to meetings, do outreach, work with a sponsor, meditate, pray, write in a journal, develop a well-defined food plan, and use your action plan to bookend your meals so that you're the one deciding when you eat, what you eat, and not the compulsions. One of the turning points in my recovery was when I made an amends to myself. And just in case anyone here doesn't know, let me make this clear. To make an amends does not mean to apologize. It means to make a change, a significant and true change that lasts. My amends was targeted at three specific things I needed to alter about my life. I needed to reduce the amount of stress I felt. I needed to actively oppose the loneliness in my life. And I also needed to feel useful by being productive. Uh-oh, I see some people frowning. Perhaps you're thinking, why didn't David say he needed to lose weight? Because recovery is not a diet. It's about targeting the compulsions we feel and rendering them powerless. When you have weighed as much as I have weighed, you spent hour after hour alone, day after day, for weeks and sometimes months at a time. No one talks to you. No one touches you. No one looks you in the eye. It's a social equivalent of solitary confinement with endless amounts of silence to punish you, to drive you to the food, to soothe the pain you're in. And you build up so many resentments for how you are being treated and how you treat yourself, creating an endless cycle of addictive, harmful behavior. There was a time when stress and loneliness would provoke me to anger or temptation or sorrow, feeling exhausted, stressed out, and worthless because of how immobile and inactive my morbid obesity made me, used to prod at me like a poker being jabbed into a fire to stir up the sparks and raise the flames. Before my time in OA, I would turn to the food for comfort. I was allowing other things to determine my emotional state and happiness. It was a dependency, an addiction. I was chasing serenity and happiness from external sources rather than from within myself. My amends targeted my compulsions, denying them oxygen so that, like a fire, their flames died out. I believe that higher power lives within each of us. Not that I'm telling anyone else here what to believe. I would never do that. I'm just speaking for myself. But because my higher power is within me, I'm able to rely on him to aid me when I'm challenged. When an external force, either great or small, comes along, then I know I can handle it without turning to the food, because I am sustained by my higher power and I'm able to process the situation, evaluate my feelings, and find a positive way to handle it without my emotions spinning out of control and exploding into destructive behavior. Stewing in anger, shame, sorrow, and regret does absolutely no good, except make you suffer and behave badly. And I don't want to be a jerk like that. I like who I am. I think I'm a good guy, and I fancy I might even be a charming fellow at times. What I want most in life, the thing that truly makes me happy, is having people to connect with. Basically, I want to be treated like a human being instead of a monster that people shun, sneer at, and fail to look in the eye. That's how people treated me for years because of my weight. I want friendships, people to share the journey of life and all its experiences with. As I continue to lose weight, I'll become more active and physically able. And I hope when I have the experiences that I've been missing out on, that I will not be alone. I've had so many years of being alone. My addiction and morbid obesity robbed me of a lot of time. And that time falls squarely in the category of things that I cannot change. So I don't dwell on it and create regret. But I also don't forget how painful, emotionally, psychologically, and physically, it was to live in so much silence. A silence caused by my addiction. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be to learn more about myself, grow stronger, and advance towards all my goals. I go to meetings, I give service, I work on my podcast to share my strength, hope, and recovery. I'm here in a state of serenity and recovery by my acts of acceptance, willingness, thoughtful examinations, and consistent effort. I seek to be the best version of myself that I can be. Not a perfect version, and not a pretending shadow conjured out of fear and capitulation to the expectations of others. My weight loss is a gift, resulting from all my efforts made under the watchful presence of my higher power.